Joining us from Washington is Senator Al Franken, and he's about to introduce, or has, a Surveillance Transparency Act of 2013. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, tell me about this. With all the news of the in the news of the National Security Agency, what about transparency?
Well, first of all, some of the latest news has been about Angela Merkel, and this is really more about what the NSA surveillance of Americans. And, you know, I think the Americans are naturally suspicious of executive power, and when things are done in secret, they tend to think that power is being abused. And at the same time, Americans understand the need for national security on the one hand, and on the other hand, they want to make sure that due weight is given to their privacy. But right now, Americans aren't getting really kind of the most basic information about what's going on with the NSA's surveillance programs and whether their privacy is being violated. And that's why I believe there needs to be more transparency. I believe this for quite a while. So I've written a bill that has bipartisan support. My lead co-sponsor is Senator Dean Heller. He's a Republican from Nevada. And what this bill would require is it would require the NSA to disclose to the public how many Americans are having their data collected and how many Americans are having their information actually looked at by government agents. And my bill would also lift, there's gag orders on companies like Verizon and Google, and lift those gag orders so the companies can tell Americans just general information about the number of orders they're getting and the number of their users that are affected. Now, I chair a subcommittee in the Judiciary Committee. It's the Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law, and we're going to be holding a hearing on my transparency bill in a couple weeks. And we're going to hear testimony from leading privacy experts, from the government, from Google. And this is really now the leading transparency bill in the Senate, and I hope we can move on it soon.
Yeah, I understand from the information that I got from your office that Google and other companies are involved in these programs, and you mentioned this strict gag orders.
Right.
Is that a part of the Patriot Act?
That's part of this, the FISA Act. Mm. And these companies want that gag order lifted, and that's what my legislation would do. You know, these programs have, you know, disrupted terrorist activities, and I believe that they're necessary. But I voted against, actually, the two programs that were revealed by Snowden, precisely because there wasn't enough transparency. So I voted against the one that gathers metadata of everyone's phone calls in 2012 and 2013 on the internet piece. Even though I feel like these programs are necessary, I feel like without the transparency, without being the American people knowing the basic architecture of what's going on, that's wrong, and it breeds distrust.
So the issue is not so much the collecting of the data as it is in being forthright with it afterwards.
Well, and letting people know and understand that virtually all calls, the metadata, which is the number that's called from, the number it's called to, and the time of the call and the length of the call, that's collected. But that means there's billions of data points that are collected. But those are not accessed, and they cannot be accessed. There are safeguards in place to prevent that. And sometimes those safeguards have broken down. But Americans have the right to know the scope of this and how it works and whether they're, you know, so in other words, we thwarted the United States government thwarted an attack on the New York City subway system when some the emails of a known bomb maker for Al-Qaeda was accessed, an overseas guy, And that's what's legal under that program. It's called the 702. And then he was making email, he was having email back and forth with somebody in Boulder, Colorado. We were able to, the FBI then was able to get a warrant to listen to that guy's phone calls and also see, and because of the metadata they had, to see who he talks to, and they were able to track down this plot to bomb the New York City subway system. Those guys are now in prison.
Well, when we started this conversation, you did mention a lot of the news that's going on right now revolves around the spying of some of our allies, our leaders. Right. Can you comment on that? I mean, there's we just did a report earlier in the news that this is going on all the time on both sides.
Yes, evidently it does. I mean, I've talked to a number of people, including people who've been ambassadors in other countries, and they said they were listened to when they were there. The cell phone conversations, though, of the Chancellor of Germany, I think that we're going to stop doing that. I don't think we would feel very good about other countries listening to the personal cell phone conversations of our president. And so I think that the diplomatic kerfuffle right now, it will pass, and that there is basic trust between and a good relationship between our country and Germany.
Maybe we can talk with you again when you get into those hearings and see how it goes.
Well, thanks.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken.